thankful today that God has helped us. I wouldn't want to remove anything that you've been listening to, but rather that you treasure it up and lay it next to your heart, that at least any time that it would slip, that if we wouldn't believe what we've heard today, we wouldn't believe Christ if he was right in our midst. These 66 books was wrote here. They was wrote by men as they was moved upon by the Holy Spirit. I believe old John could have wrote a whole lot more, but he said seal her up, didn't he? I thought about how good that God's been to everyone in this house. Whether you be saint, or whether you be sinner, or whether you maybe be a lamb bleating around the fold or wanting to get into the pasture, because there is a pasture in this church for men and women to enjoy their time of salvation while that they're here. And I thought how that what he started reading over in Revelation when he was writing, and he said, he shewed me a pure river of water of life, the clearest crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and out of the Lamb. I think that would hit every true born child of God in this house. Everyone that's had an experience of God and has been down to the sovereign mercies of his feet and have washed the robe and made it white in the blood of the Lamb, and then they become an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ Jesus the Lord. It's been a long time since, I believe it's been about 32 years.
Helping God.
I was here when Brother Baxter.
Helping Lord.
And I seen his picture there, and I wondered, I said, I wouldn't call him back for every dollar they are in the world.
The Lord helping God, I pray.
Them that died in the full triumph of the living faith,
they are.
They're better off than everyone in this house.
Yeah, Lord, helping God, I pray.
They've done fought the battle. They've kept the faith, and they had the real promise that God had a crown laid up for them. And I thought about a scripture, if it hadn't have been, hope seeing the Lord in the land of the living, we'd be of all men most miserable. We look at this hope sometimes, and H-O-P-E, that now I'm hoping to get back to Left Beaver after a while. But now that's the not hope that I'm talking about. The hope that I'm talking about today is anchored to the soul, steadfast and unmovable, but ready to be revealed at the last time. Every true-born child of God today that has been regenerated and born again and received that living hope of Christ down in their soul today, they become an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. And when the eastern sky begins to roll back as a scroll, and we'll hear the Lamb of God to say, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared from the foundation of the world in this kingdom that I'm talking about. It's going to consume all others. There's going to be one Lord. There's going to be one faith. There's going to be one baptism. men by the one Spirit are.
Are we all
baptized in to the one body, and that body of being Christ? Would you believe? I believe today that I was baptized once before I ever come in this church. I was met him. I met him in the field, and then I asked and I inquired for this man. I was like the little woman of, oh, have you seen him whom my soul loveth? And oh, friend, when I found him, I put my arms around him. He embraced me. He kissed me with a kiss of salvation. And he caused me to have an eyesight that I had never had before. He let the scales that fell from Paul's eyes, it fell from mine. And then I could see clearly to see where this beautiful woman is. And I want you to understand, I believe if you, brother, don't fall out with me, this old church, she's reckoned as a woman. And when she has a child, the whole house rejoices. And the main thing today, we need to keep our eyes off one another. Our eyes is too judgmental. We want to tell God who to save and who to keep. But it don't lay in my hand. And I thought about Brother Junior talking about in 72, I heard the bird sing. And oh, friend, I felt his arm go around me and lifted my feet from the mire and the clay. And he placed them upon a solid rock. I'm talking about the rock that the builders rejected. I'm talking about the rock that rolled from the top of the mountain. I'm talking about the rock that filled the earth. And I'm talking about the rock, brother, I tell you that one of the writers, David, said, Lord, lead me to that rock. That's high now. Let's get this rock around us. Let's get it over us. Let's get it under us. And when the storms of Satan come by, you'll never move off that eternal rock of eternal ages. I guess you believe once in grace, always.
I believe it, brother. I believe it, brother.
He said, I've lost none.
Save
Brother Saber Nichols, save the son of petition. That the scriptures might be fulfilled. And while I was on this traveler travail, there was many mournful days, many tears that fell from my eyes. But this one special afternoon, I heard the birds begin to sing around me. I had the coolest wind begin to fall. And oh, friend, and a voice from heaven said, son, you've never offered me your life.
I give it to you, Lord.
I bowed there that day. And God knows my heart. I didn't have a dollar in my pocket. But when I come off the hill, I was a millionaire. My father that owned the cattle on the thousand hills. Oh, friend, give me some gold that was tried in the fire. He put a new garment on me. He put a new song in my mouth. And give me a knowledge that this is one of my children. And now after that he called that wild man that nobody could tame, brethren, they'd bound him with fetters and chained, and then he just break loose. But the Lord come by one day. Do you remember when the Lord come by your way? It's been a long time since I've seen you. But oh, friend that when he come by, this wild man, he clothed him, put him in the right mind. Now, wild man that has been tamed, I want you to go home. I want you to tell your friend how great thing that the Lord has done. And the only thing that I could say, 11 o'clock at Old Beaver Church, they said, well, they're getting worse to holding us. And the Free Will Baptists are taking them out at 11 and 12 o'clock at night. I had to go, Sister Joan, because I knew that I'd go. I'd die that night. But when I got down by the water's edge, now don't take me wrong, I'm not throwing off on no denomination. If you've been born again, you're my brother. Amen. You're my sister. I'd be a fool to stand here and think about 1,800 regular Baptists is only going to heaven. There's a number that no man could number, brethren, and you can't number it. The smartest man there in the world, they can't number the number. He's going to call them from the north, east, south, and west, and he's going to say, come, you blessed are my Father, inherit the kingdom that was prepared from the foundation of the world.
Wow.
And when I got down there by the water's edge, the devil ain't going to quit fighting you.
No, he's not.
I looked on my left hand and I seen him. And he said, you'll die when you go in there. Yeah. Standing there, none of my family there that night. Old Brother Mitchell's chafing, standing out in the water. And there was something grabbed hold of my hand. I couldn't look him in the eye, Brother CJ, but I knowed it was the Lord. Because I felt it from the tips of my finger right into my soul. Friend, he said, you'll live forever. That's my consolation today. Death can't destroy the children of God.
Yes, sir.
Some of them said, well, why do we have to die? We wear out sometimes. This man that you look at wears out.
He must decrease.
But this man that lives on the inside, he gets stronger every day. And I'll tell you one thing. Death ain't got no power with that man.
Yes, sir.
Because that man that lives in there is Christ.
Yes,
they thought they destroyed him. He told them, he said, you tear down this temple, and in 3 days I'll rise it up again. They even placed guards around the tomb. But on the third morning, boy, he come out. He become victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And give us the same ride that he had today if we believe in his Son. Jesus said, except that you believe that I'm he, that ye shall, that's on positive term, die in your sins, and where I am, you just cannot come. But I'm glad that when old John was there on that island, he said, he shewed me a pure river water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and out of the Lamb. Here's what I love. Wherever this water runs, everything lives. And I want you to understand, when you get a drink of it, it'll be in your well of water. It'll cause you to shout and give the glory and honor to the Lord. Some of them said, well, I don't like that old Ragged Baptist family. They shout too much. You better not go to heaven, because the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he's going to leave heaven with a what?
With a shout.
With a shout and with a voice, the archangel. and with the trump of God. And when he tells old Gable, I want you to go down there and place one foot on the land and one on the sea. Gable, don't you blow that trumpet until you hear it from me. And when the trump of God begin to sound, it'll be like old Zeke was when he was down in a valley, and this valley was full of dry bones. They were dry and very dry. And he said, son of man, can these bones live? Yeah, Lord, thou knowest. But I want you to understand, he had some prophesying to do. He prophesied to the wind, and bone come to his. He told him to prophesy again, and then sinew, then again flesh, and the last time skin. They still lay there, lifeless in. But that south wind began to blow, brother, and they stood up. And the Bible said, an exceedingly great army. This is the whole house of Israel today. And I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to get up in the morning. Will you have that?
Yes, sir.
If I'm laid beneath the sod of the ground, I'm going to hear his voice. The Bible said, they that hear shall live. I heard that voice. Now, you might think I'm crazy. I'm not going to stand there before God and tell him everything that I've done. I've already stood before the judgment. Is that all right, brother? A lot of them don't believe that. Shame on a man today. I think he's going to stand there and say, Lord, I've done this to your glory. I've done it to your honor. But I've done that right on the side of Triplet Branch. I was justified that very day. And God took his hand and enrolled my name in the Lamb's Book of Life.
He sealed her there, brother.
And he sealed it.
Yes, sir.
And washed it.
Yes, sir.
With his blood today.
Yes, sir.
And he opened up my...
Ain't no power on earth can take it out, brother.
He opened me up right here.
No power can take it out of there.
And took that old stony heart.
I'm working operation, brother.
That heart with hatred, love and deceit, he took it out. And he placed a heart of love. Was that all he gave you?
No.
Open it up again and put a little white stone.
Yeah,
that stone, a new name.
Oh,
that
yeah.
No man knows save he. That receded. What was you crying for? When was you crying for God's love? Did he give it to you?
Yes,
was it a make-believe? Or is it going to walk a few days and you're going to lose it? No. Brother, he said, I've lost none. I've saved the son of a petition that the scriptures might be fulfilled. Christ dying, hanging on the tree of the cross. Brother, that. And then on the third morning, and that he give us the reality about a hereafter of a resurrection. And I want you to understand, he that's had a part in the first resurrection, for on such that the second death had no power. I'm not going to die, brother. Is that all right? I've been sealed, I've been washed in the atoning blood of Christ, and my name was rolled in the Lamb Book of Life. And in the morning, some of them said, what are you going to say when you get there? I'll say, thank you, Lord, for every blessing, Lord, that you've bestowed on me. Thank you, Lord, for the raiment. Some of them said, well, I bought this, I bought that. This church house don't belong here, brother, and it don't belong to one of you. Your clothes don't belong to you. But, oh, friend, that hidden stone that God gave you, that's all you own today, and he'll take you to heaven when this life is over. And I could say one thing. I'd rather die, be buried in the pauper's graveyard. But let me hear Jesus say, come in, thy good, thy faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things.
I'll make you
ruler over many. I heard an old colored brother over in the old Indian Bottom Association. Some of them said, well, that old brother got up to the stand. It's been about 30 1 year ago, I took old Brother Bob Bentley there. There was a separation between the two Indian bottoms. If God's people don't quit messing around with God's word and separating, trying to act like themselves, they're God. They're the ones that add people to the church. The gospel, brother, is what brings men and women into the church today. I ain't got no church. I've got a membership over at MacDowell, but my main membership in heaven.
Today. Yes, sir.
This blessed old colored brother got up there, never spoke a word. He'd stand and he looked to this side, he'd look behind him, look to this side, but when he turned around, there was rivers flowing down his cheek. He said, I don't care what your name is. I don't care what country you come from. If you've been there to the sovereign mercy of God's feet and have had your robe washed in the blood of the Lamb, you're my brother today. That God ain't going to look at the color of the skin or what your name is. Oh, brother, all he's going to look for is the blood of his son that adopted you into the generation of Jesus Christ. But the what we're here for today.
Watch and pray.
We won't alarm you. You know, if I could scare anybody, I'd go to Detroit. I'd scare them two sisters of mine. I'd go to Virginia. I've got a brother. They're all out in sin. And you know, this is the covenant that I made with God. Lord, if there's another one has to go out of a family, God, let it be me. I want you. That's the kind of love that God, Brother Junior, before you'd see get one of your loved one that's not prepared to go. You'd say, Lord, let me go in its place. And that's what Jesus done right with his father. After man had sold himself out for naught and had nothing to redeem himself with. But here was the Lamb of God. He said, Father, I'll go down there. I'll die for that. Sorry, Jimmy Hall. I'll die for Brother Junior Ruggles. I'll die for Brother Terry. And oh, Father, let the reproaches that reproach thee, just let it fall on me. That's the love that God had for us. Some of them said, well, we say the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, these three are one, equal in power, essence in glory. There ain't no separation. When you've seen the Son, you've seen the Father. When you feel the Holy Ghost, you feel Jesus. Some of them said, well, I don't believe in the Holy Ghost. Brethren, you better. There are 66 books here. You've got to eat the whole book, brethren. And when God saved me, he saved me by the power and the Holy Ghost. And when we take them and baptize them in the liquid grave, we say we baptize this our blessed brother in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost today. And if you don't like holiness, you better not go to heaven. If you don't like Baptist, you better not go there. If you don't like Methodist, you better not go there. They're going to come from every time.
Preach it right on, Brother Jimmy Hall.
Some of them said you should come to my church. It's God's church. I hope I didn't hurt you,
Brother. You're all right, brother. When you get down, call for a song. We're going to close.
God owns the church. God said, I add to it. Now, we're talking about God. We're not talking about Brother Terry Bryant or Brother Junior Ruggles or Brother Sabert Nichols or Jimmy Hall. He said, I add to the church daily such that should be saved. Now, what such is it? Them with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. I'll look, saith the Lord. And I want you to understand today. Some of them said, well, I wonder if old Brother Baxter Orban and Sister Dorothy knows what's going on, brother. I can say one thing by the authority of this Bible. They're happy today. They're enjoying the realities of that beautiful, that blessed forever. The old house that they lived here, it's went back to the dust. Some of them said, well, they ain't went back to the dust yet. Brother, when the last breath leaves your body here, you're as much of the dust as you'll ever be.
Yes, sir,
we're just like Adam,
yes,
when he lay in the garden, a lifeless
lump of clay.
And here comes the Lord. He stooped right over him and blew right into his nostrils the breath of life. Then Adam became a living soul. The soul that sinneth shall die. But I can tell you one thing, it can be made alive through Christ Jesus, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And without a new birth in Christ, it don't matter how many church names that you got, or you might have your name on every book there are, but if it ain't in the Lamb's Book of Life, wrote in there by the finger of God, you'll die and go to hell today. I know that's not too satisfactory to a lot of people. But I didn't write the book.
But I believe it.
But I've stuck my life on it. I've failed him several times.
He never failed me.
But he's never failed me. I know just a few years ago I thought that I was just going to have to quit and sit at the house. I really didn't know, Brother CJ, how to get home. But God helped me through it. I thank him for it. If I've got one more day, and if I ever live to get back to Floyd County, the Lord's been good to me. And I thought about the old preachers. You never hear it no more. In the close and the prayers of their meetings, they'd always pray a prayer like this, Lord, would you let me die at home? And in my right mind.
Yeah.
But here's the question. He said, let the mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus the Lord. And I can say one thing. If you got the mind of the Lord in your heart and in your soul, and you walk in his path and after his own statute, you're going to come out good in the end. I'm not looking for no great big judgment in the morning. They all looking for the great white throne judgment.
They looking the wrong way, boy.
Why would God, after that he has saved you, he's sanctified you, he's washed you and he's baptized you and give you a garment to wear and give you an identification and give you a command to do? I want you to go put your light upon the candlestick that it would give light to all that's in the house. Why would God have to stand so judgmental and say, now, Junior Ruggles, you're not fit after 30 years. You're not fit to come in. Brother, when God saves you, he saves you inwardly and outwardly. This inward man keeps this man under subjection. That, and he told him one time, have you ever considered my servant,
Job?
A perfect. Did it say perfect? A perfect and an upright man. Excuse evil.
Allegory of Christ.
But old Job had more patience. They told him, they come to him and told him all of his flocks is gone. Children had all gone. Job's woman. Here's the weaker part.
Yeah.
I'm not saying nothing about the sisters now. She looked at Job and she said, Job, why don't you just curse the Lord and die? But Job didn't call her a fool. Now, a lot of them says a fool, but now he didn't say that. He said, thou speakest as one of the foolish women. But here's what I love. He said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, but blessed be the name of the Lord today. So we've got something to praise him for. I said, out of these going on 58 years, my 35 has been the best that I've ever had. Some of them said, you don't know what trouble is. My mother was murdered 40 years ago. Right after that, my oldest brother. And then grandparents died, and then we lost her son. You don't know what trouble is. And I thought about Sissy back there. And she knows I love her. And I know she loved Tommy. I know his son's here today, and I'm glad to see him here. But you know, to realize that one died in the full trump of the living faith, brother, death ain't so bad if you die in the Lord. Amen. You don't lose, as the song. You don't lose when you die in the Lord. You just gain. And we all dread the sting of death, naturally speaking. We all dread the sting of death. That's in nature. That's in this Adam man. But you let the last moment come and you feel God's presence. You know, that's a command, one of his promises. He said, I'll never leave you.
I'll never leave you.
I'll never forsake you.
That's a long time, isn't it?
I'm going all the way with you. I'm going to go through the valley and through the shadow of death. Did he quit there?
Nope.
But he said, in the morning, I'm going to raise you up. And that's why the Bible said, blessed and holy is he that has a part in the first resurrection. And you know, I thought about some of these brothers here as I've seen today that there's some different associations. I'm glad to see you. I remember coming to Mount Sterling a long time ago. Nowhere. Over in the Sardis Association. I ain't forgot that. We fooled right around and let men divide God's love today. And that's right. That's not right, brother. It ain't now, Brother Junior. I know, man, you used to be pretty tough. But thank God, God opened my blinded eyes. If I was such a fool to stand up here and say, if you don't belong to my church, you ain't a going. I ain't got no church. Who owns the church
Jesus
today?
Christ.
Jesus owns
the head
it.
Of her, brother.
And when it pleases him to add one that's out in the field, it's just fine with me.
There you go, wherever he goes.
Some of them said, you don't look to suit me. If you say God saved you and God's satisfied with you, I'm satisfied with you.
There you go.
You can't get this man right here good enough for heaven. You didn't think you'd ever hear me say that, did you?
He ain't going.
This man ain't a going.
He ain't come from earth, he ain't crying.
This man is the one that lives in hope of a glorious resurrection.
Preach it right on, my brother.
And we that have been born again, we've already got the real hope of glory anchored in our soul.
Preach it, my brother. Preach it. That's the right stuff, buddy. Stand on, brother.
I've just about had my head took off for the last 7 years, but I'm going to stand on it. And if I die before you get me back home, Brother CJ, I want to die on the battle plane with the Lord. I want to be able to say to mothers, sons, and daughters, now this old Ragdare Baptist Church, it's just not for old people. You know, when I first come in, old Brother Mitchell baptized me. They said, well, that Jimmy Hall won't last 3 years. I had to stand over some of them boys I used to run with, got killed in a car wreck. And it hurts you. This church, there's a scripture in the Bible. My mind don't work like it used to be. It said to serve thy Creator in the days of thy youth. I'm going to tell you one thing. 58 years ain't my youth no more. There's some mornings I can't get out of the bed.
I know what you mean, Brother Jimmy.
But afflictions has brought me down, but I'm glad that I can still lift up my hand and say, Lord, you're my Father.
Yes.
And I'm your child. Amen. And if we don't get our self-righteous ways, judgmental ways, to judge these young people coming up this aisle, you're never going to do no good.
We ain't going to judge them here, brother. I can promise you that.
There you go.
When I first come in, there was about 3,600. And now today it ain't half that.
Yeah, in the Indian Bottom.
No, not the Indian Bottom. New Salem.
New Salem.
I was in Indian Bottom when they split that time. But the main thing, we need to reach out a helping hand to them that's in trouble, that's in need. And I can say one thing, if you're here without God, you're the neediest person.
Amen.
You might have plenty of money, but it ain't going to do you no good. But I'll tell you one thing, if God will give you some of that gold that was tried right in the fire, it'll last you forever. You won't have to go to the bank anymore. Some of them said, I'm afraid of starving to death. Brother, there was a bunch up one time. They had to get out early, though, Brother Junior. He rained money right down from the heaven.
Sure did.
And since some of us got hoggish. Am I telling the truth or not? They took more than what they supposed to God, and it spoiled upon them. But once you get a bite of that bread that Jesus will give you, you'll never want for nothing. Some of them said, well, I want a new home. I want a new automobile. I want this and that. I want peace in my mind, in my heart, and in my soul. You could live in a mansion that costs millions and millions of dollars, but I'd rather live in a log house and have the Lord down in my soul when I leave here. So one of you brethren come. Door, we say that a lot of times, but the door of the church is open before the janitor got here this morning. And he'll not be closed.